Hello everyone, I decided to be honest about my sexual orientation, which is synonymous with my romantic orientation, because the physical is an outward manifestation of the inner. INNER. So, I am heteroflexible. I'm straight, but I have enjoyed being with someone of the same sex. I prefer the opposite sex, but I have felt attracted to people of the same sex on a few occasions. I know that I am not 100% straight, but queer and bisexual don't totally seem to fit my orientation exactly. I'd be with someone of the same sex only in certain situations. I prefer the opposite sex, but I like to experiment with people of the same sex. I'm satisfied with my orientation, but I am curious. Being with someone of the same sex is on my bucket list, but I'm content with someone of the opposite sex. I identify as predominantly straight, and I have some pansexuality, some queer in me, because I am also romantically attracted, sexually attracted to trans people, gender nonconforming, non-binary people. But I am majorly sexually attracted to women, and I am majorly romantically attracted to women. And I hate bisexual erasure. I hate bisexual invisibility. And I'm not minimizing anyone's identity at all. But sometimes I have sex with people of the same gender. Sometimes I have sex with people of the same sex. But overall, I identify as mostly straight. My heteroflexibility is a form of my sexual orientation or my situational sexual behavior, characterized by minimal homosexual activity and otherwise primarily heterosexual orientation, which may or may not distinguish it from bisexuality. So, I am a member of the 15% of the U.S. population that identifies as heteroflexible. I do have same-sex desires, but I still identify as primarily heterosexual. In other words, women make me feel the horniest and the most lovey-dovey. But I have some horniness and some lovey-dovey emotions towards men. And I, as my second attraction, in terms of people I'm attracted to, the second set of people I'm attracted to, which are men, number one is women. Number three is trans people, gender non-conforming, non-binary persons. Because I do have some horniness and lovey-dove emotions towards those outside of the gender binary as well. Okay. I usually find myself attracted to people of a different gender to me, women. But I occasionally find myself attracted to people who are the same gender, men. And my attractions are romantic and sexual. That is concerning the people I want to date. I want to date women mostly. But I'm open to dating men, trans, and those outside the gender non-binary. Sexual, concerning the people you want to have sex with. Women the most. Number two is men. Number three is those outside the gender binary. Even trans persons, non-binary. I am mostly enchanted with women, but I'm open to experimenting with men, trans, non-binary, and those outside the gender binary. For the most part, I'm into the ladies, but I'm drawn to the entire sexual, I'm open to the entire gender and sexual diversity of positive people adults. Yes, I have plenty of queerness, and I consider myself a member of the LGBTQI+ community because of what I have just shared with you. And yes, I'm of demisexuality, demiromanticism, in my curiosity. I'm a sapiophile. I'm a sapiosexual. I'm just happy I said did my romantic. Yeah, I'm really happy about that. And I have gray sexuality and I'm allosexual. Because you cannot, and I'm gray romantic, you can't put my romantic side and my sexual side into any linear thinking boxes. But overall, I am first and foremost heterosexual and heteroromantic. I am first heterosexual and heteroromantic. I am firstly heterosexual and heteroromantic. I am essentially heterosexual and heteroromantic. In essence, I'm heterosexual and heteroromantic. I'm fundamentally heterosexual and heteroromantic in the first place. I am heterosexual and heteroromantic. Most importantly, I'm heterosexual and heteroromantic. Principally, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Predominantly, I'm heterosexual and heteroromantic. Predominantly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Basically, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Elementally, I'm heterosexual and heteroromantic. Above all, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Especially, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Particularly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Mostly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. For the most part, I'm heterosexual and heteroromantic. Chiefly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Mainly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. In the main, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. On the whole, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Largely, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. By and large, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. To a large extent, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. To a great degree, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Substantially, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Overall, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. In general, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Effectively, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Generally, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Usually, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Typically, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Commonly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. As a rule, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. Primarily, for the most part, mainly, I'm heterosexual, heteroromantic. So, majority of my dating and sex having is with women, but I'm open to dating and sex having with men. With non-binary adults, with trans adults, with gender non-conforming adults, and adults who are outside of the gender binary, and adults who are good people of the entire human diversity and the entire sexual and gender diversity. I dare say that I am the most attracted to femaleness, feminine characteristics, femininity, womanhood, womanliness. And therefore, gynosexuality is my number one sensual and erotic experience. Gynophilia, sometimes spelled G-Y-N-E-P-H-I-L-I-A, is the love of femininity. Which is, so I have the love of femininity the most. Like my gynosexuality, the term gynophilia referenced to me is used often by me. Because my gynophilia is also my gynosexuality. Those terms are interchangeable when it comes to me. Number two, I am an androsexual. I am of androsexuality. I'm attracted to masculinity, male characteristics, maleness, manliness, manhood, and men. I am of androphilia, my love of masculinity. Which means that all those terms, androphilia and androsexuality, are interchangeable when it comes to me because my androphilia is also my androsexuality. So, I am attracted to female gender expressions in the female anatomy, number one. Two, I am attracted to male gender expressions in the male anatomy. So I'm going to give you number three. So, I am of scoliosexuality. Thirdly, which means that I do have an attraction to people who are transgender and non-binary. So I'm attracted to transgender and non-binary gender expressions. And I am attracted to transgender non-binary anatomy. And I am of scoliophilia. My love of transgenderism and non-binariness. And those terms are interchangeable when it comes to me because my scoliophilia is my scoliosexuality. I am the most attracted to cisgender women as well. So, I am of sexual fluidity as a whole, WHOLE. Now I'm going to talk to you about what makes me gender fluid. I am cisgender flexible. I mostly identify with male gender pronouns, because I mostly identify with being a man. But there are times that I feel that I'm a woman liberated in a man's body. There are even times where I feel like I'm a non-binary person liberated in a cisgender body. So being referred to as female gender pronouns and non-binary and gender neutral pronouns would not offend me at all either. So, I go by Antonio for the most part. But you can also refer to me as Antonia, the woman name, and Anton, the non-binary name. I'm not offended by either of the any of those particular names. You can give me any of the gender pronouns. I answer to all of them, including not give me any pronouns if you don't want to. I answer to that too. And you're still wondering, Antonio, are you going to do drag shows independent of trauma? Yes. I'll be a drag queen only at drag shows. And that's it. Sometimes I do feel that there's a transgender person inside of me. I am for gender reassignment surgery. It's just not something I feel I need to do for myself because I don't have any qualms about my male externality.